Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Thursday at the Methodist Training Center, the Texans worked out in preparation for their Sunday matchup with the Indianapolis Colts. And afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media about a variety of topics.
How'd things go today?
It was good. Preparing for this team's, tough. I mean, there's so many things that they do offensively, trying to give them the best look and, that you possibly can. And just a very good football team. We had good practice, very upbeat. So need to finish well tomorrow and get ready to go.
I know it's an obvious question, but you can't make this team doesn't make very many mistakes. So what happened first quarter against Buffalo can't happen against this team.
You won't get away with that against these guys, Mark. You got to play a perfect football game, and that's what you're always searching for as a team anyway. You go into every week hoping you can play a perfect game and do everything you want to do. So, you know, we know we won't be able to go in there and make mistakes, and have to slow them down offensively with our defense. And for us offensively, we're going to stay on the field to help our defense out. So, you know, it's a tough formula for success. They're a great football team, so we got to play a great game.
Do they want running back?
No, like I said, heck, I'm going to play them all. I'll make a decision as they get to the end of the week, but they're going to all play.
What are y'all doing with Steve? Anything different in terms of him holding on the ball better?
No.
Y'all tried all different things.
They just need him to keep working on the things we got him working on, Mark, and just that contact. He's got to get two hands on the ball and understand what, you know, what he's working through, and he's got to work. He's got to get through a game where he's clean, and then get some confidence back from that standpoint. But like I said, we're all behind him. We're all pushing him, but he's got to do his job.
What's going on with Sean Cody?
You know what? His back's been bothering him, so he missed yesterday. Had an injection today. Did not do nothing today. I'm hoping he practices tomorrow and he's ready to go. We'll see. So his back's just been bothering him.
Does he have to practice today?
No, I think he'll be okay, John. He's played enough football, but the back does concern us, you know, for him not to be able to do anything for 2 days.
Are you hopeful that Brian will resume practicing after the bye? Is that kind
of push?
Yeah, I would hope so. They're really trying to get him to this bye clean and give him a good, 2 weeks there to rest his foot. He did do some things yesterday. He did not do much at all today. But I hopefully he'll practice tomorrow and that'll pick up after the bye.
Represent a setback, or you just didn't want to?
No, it's just we needed him to see some things we were doing. He did it yesterday. He can watch it on film today. We're just trying to be smart with him, Dale. You know, his foot's bothering him, and hopefully we get through this game clean and he gets a rest with it.
Somebody told me you'd have a rookie starting for you and not practicing and collecting Defensive Player of the Week awards. Would you have thought that would have been a little unusual?
Practice overrated, doesn't it? No, I tell you, it just tells you how mature he is. I mean, you know, guys can do that in this league. I mean, you play so many games, and guys that play all those snaps, they need breaks, you know. But he shows some maturity being able to play mentally very well, even though he's missed time at practice.
About the rookie wall, maybe this downtime might be beneficial for him.
I think our bye is coming. I think we're the last team in the league to get a bye, okay? But obviously we played 13 football games after this one straight. So it'll come at a good time for us physically, probably, as well as mentally. Probably guys need a break too. So need to cut it loose this week, and then we'll give them a break next week.
The monkey on your back in Indianapolis, I mean, it's not like this is happening against a bad team. It's not like it's the Lions.
He's been on my back for about 23 years, so they're a pretty good football team. They've been pretty good for a while.
Do you think it's more, though, than just the fact that they're, you know, obviously a great team? Does that kind of become it takes on some momentum of its own? Is that part of the deal?
I mean, you're kind of losing me there. You're talking about...
Well, the franchise has lost 13 of 14, which, as good as Indianapolis is, that's almost pushing the law of averages.
Well, I mean, they're just such a good team, and they're led by one of the greatest constants in football. I mean, number 18 has been there every week. I remember being in Denver, going there in week 15 and beating them, and going back there 2 weeks later in a wild card game, and I think he threw for 390 some yards in the first half against us. So I've been in there in a lot of wild games, but you've got to beat the best this weekend. That's what you have to do. So we know what our challenge is, and it's going to take a great effort on everybody's part.
Getting them twice in three games, it's probably real important that you leave with a good feeling on this one too, because you got to face them just around the corner.
Well, the game can be huge to us. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, we just need to stay focused on ourselves and playing good. We won't beat them if we don't play very, very well. So getting all caught up in what might be and this or that, let's get caught up in trying to play good for 3.5 hours on Sunday and see how we come out.
How is Anthony Hill progressing?
He's had a good week. He's been fine, Mark. You know, of course, that place he's fixing to walk into is a little bit different than any game he's ever been in. So hopefully it'll carry over to game day.
You guys drafted Mario to get Peyton. You said, is this time for Mario to get Peyton?
It's time for all of us to step up defensively, John. But obviously, he's a big piece of that puzzle, so we're counting on him.